Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Boy, what a pleasant surprise to run into Vince Coleman here with the San Francisco Giants. Now, I went to University of Florida. I know you went to Florida A&M, and you're a punter down there. I remember those days quite well. But nice to see you here.
Before my time, you was down there in Florida before me. But I grew up a Gator fan, you know. During those days, you know, I was a big football guy, you know. So going down there to see Nat Moore and Terry LeCount and the Gaffneys, he was from my neighborhood. So the drive down there from Jacksonville to go watch him. Football game was like second nature.
Yeah. No, look, I go back a long way in Miami, Florida, Florida A&M, Florida, Jake Gaither and Bobby Hayes and Paramore and a lot of great football players.
Bob Hayes was from my neighborhood. He had a daughter that graduated with me. And speaking of University of Miami and Florida A&M, you do know the connection with that. Vince Coleman kicked a 39-yard field goal to beat the University of Miami in 1980. You know, so. That was my passion. That was my ambition, is to be a punter place kicker, believe it or not. I had a cousin that played in the in the football league for 12 years. That was Greg Coleman. He was a punter, and I thought it'd been great to have two cousins and to punt in the NFL. But God called me to play baseball, so worked out pretty good.
Oh, it worked out great. Great to have Vince Coleman with us. And just getting into baseball and getting with the Cardinals right away. What was all that like?
Well, it was a blessing in disguise, basically. I mean, you know, when I got drafted in 1982, all I wanted to do was not embarrass myself and make my mom proud. And and being out of Florida A&M, a guy that could run, was a right-handed hitter. And when George Kissel saw me, he said, you know, if you want to play in the big leagues, you got to start switch hitting. And that was the ticket. And with Whitey, it wasn't about getting a hit. It was about hitting it hard and giving 110% when you got out on the field. And you know, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. But, you know, but Whitey didn't know that he gave me permission to steal, being a mischievous kid, to tell me that I can go anytime I want, you know. And Don Blassingame taught me a lot of tricks and trade on how to analyze and dissect pitchers. And so that was the key to my success, was that anytime I could figure out a pitcher, and yeah, I knew I was going to get rewarded for it, you know. In 1983, I stole 145 bases. And I thought that was the key to success for me, and that builds my confidence. And so every morning I would wake up and read the paper and see if I knew that guy. If I had something on that guy, that built my confidence going into that ball game. So my job was to get on base, and, you know, once I got on base, it was like guarding, you know, Michael Jordan one-on-one. You can't stop me.
Look, I love it. Great story. Very, very good story. And how about the top of that lineup, though, for the Cardinals, with the four of you on the top of the lineup?
You couldn't have penciled that in pretty bad, any better. I mean, Whitey was blessed by having those guys in his organization, and, you know, the mindset was that you are geared to run every day, and he created that atmosphere. I mean, you know, Whitey had always been with good runners and always had a guy like Mookie Rivers at the top of his lineup, Mickey Rivers at the top of his lineup, and then he had Willie Wilson over there in Kansas City. So when he saw me, it was just a blind copy of that, but he didn't know that he had Willie McGee. Then you had Tommy Herr, then you had Ozzie Smith, you had Terry Pendleton. So the list just went on and on. But to you know, the momentum change, and to, for us, the best foundation for a successful baseball team was the running game. You know, so we experienced that. And when you had a team that can go from first to third and break up double plays and score from second on base hits and going with the ball in the dirts and taking advantage of all the extra base hits whenever they was offered, you was going to dominate and win ball games. You could put a lot of pressure on the opposing teams.
Yeah, boy, speed never goes on vacation, and boy, speed changes the game. You see it all the time. Ask you a question about John Lester. Guy wouldn't throw over to first base. What would you do with John Lester?
Steal. Second, steal third, and get on again, steal second, steal third, and, you know, I mean, I think he would have to, you know, obviously try to, you know, contain us some type of way, but with that being said, you know, he's a great pitcher, and your job was to get on base, and once you got on base, that's what opened up our offense, you know. So with that being, knowing that he's not going to throw over there, that gave you, he was at a disadvantage, I mean, with us. But, you know, and that's what things you want to implement into these mindset over here, is that you want to go in there to every day building with confidence, knowing that you can dominate a ball game, how the running game can change the whole momentum of a ball game. And by your presence, it's going to take a lot of hard work, great work ethics. And, you know, I think these guys guys over here can do it. They have already proven that they're one of the best teams, are the best teams in the National League. So with a little bit more mindset and a little bit more knowledge, knowledge is going to build confidence. Confidence is going to make you play fast. Yeah. And when you play fast, you kick ass.
I love it. Very good. I saw you working with Jimmy Rollins this morning on bunting.
Oh, of course. You know, Jimmy is a great player, MVP. You know, he put that into his arsenal. It was always great to have that in your back pocket when you could put a bunt down at any given time and utilize your speed. So that's something that he has to work on continuously and be a threat.
All right. So to be a great base stealer, let's say, is there one thing you look at for a pitcher? Is it the time to the plate? Is it the leg? What's your key?
It's a want to. The mindset that I want to go out there and steal that base. I don't just want to steal a base. I want to be, you know, a base stealer that I'm going to get on every day, every opportunity it's given. There's the jumps. There's the leads. It's the forcing the issue. When you find a guy with in his delivery, he may have a flaw. You know, his tendencies may be the same. They're creature habits. You know, once you dissect that, then you take advantage of it. But from the mental standpoint, is that you come to the ballpark every day knowing that I'm going to take this base, but also trying to figure out how I'm going to take this base.
Got it. Okay. Now, you had a record, did you not, for most consecutive stolen bases? Am I wrong? I thought it was you.
Yes. 50 straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to go real quick.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're going to catch up. You're here for the spring, and I love having you on, and I think it's a breath of fresh air for this ball club to have this kind of attitude. It's great to have you. So, Vince, I appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much, and it's a pleasure to be here. You don't know how excited I am, and I know I'm back in the National League.
Yeah. I think you're still going to steal a bag.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.